How's everyone doing? All right. Are we ready to worship our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, this morning? Could we stand together as we do that this morning? Glory. Isn't our God faithful? And no matter how many times we do this, He's always faithful to us, isn't He? So He's like worth like every bit of our praise, every bit of an offering we can bring before Him this morning. And guys, that's what I want us to do this morning. As we celebrate here 4 years at Pathway of Hope, can we celebrate our God, our King, that made this family come together? That everything that we put into this wouldn't have never happened if it hadn't been the breath God gave us. Amen? This life we live. And I know sometimes we get a little ungrateful, and I know I do, and I fall off the path, but I'm so thankful for a God that never gives up on me. And I'm so grateful for a God that not only just doesn't give up on me, but He brings His power through His Spirit so that we can carry on this path at times for us. And He gets us right back on to that straight and narrow. Amen. So if we can this morning, let's lift Him up. Heavenly Father, we just come to lift You up this morning, God. Despite how we act or feel or God, how our flesh may get in the way, God. Lord, we lay it down before You this morning, God. And we say, here, God, take the better part of me. Take all of me, God. And God, decrease me that You may increase within me, Lord. Because God, I need Your Spirit, Lord Jesus, to lead me, God. Through this world, through this journey, God, we're just passing through. But God, as we pass through, will You make us a light for You, God? Will You let the power of Your blood pour through us, Lord Jesus, and over us, that God, people may come to know You, God, in an intimate way, that they may be with You forever, Lord. We give You thanks this morning. We celebrate Your name in this church that You have made. Amen? Amen. And we're going to start off with a little power in the blood. Glory. Yes.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come then for cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sing it out now. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter? Yes, whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin saints are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Shout it out! There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sing this here. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sing it again, church. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Just give a clap of and a praise to our King. Hallelujah. This time, let's greet one another and tell them welcome here to Pathway of Hope. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Good to see you here this morning. Hopefully, a lot of you were able to join us last night. We had our fourth anniversary celebration last night here, right here in this room. We had a spaghetti feed fundraiser for women's ministries. We had some great entertainment. And for those of you who missed it, I want to let you guys see what you missed last night. For the last month and a half or so, some of our women and their children have been taking a hula class from Sandy Rosso, one of our council members and leaders. And they're going to redo that performance for you today, just so you guys, and if any of you missed it, you guys will be able to see it right now.
Let's practice kaholo. Begin.
Thank you. Oops. In your bulletins, you have a connection card, and we would really appreciate it if you could fill that out, especially any first-time guests. Okay. No, I'm getting conflicting. I'm good? Okay, but there. Okay.
I want to go bad. No. Anyways, we're going to stick with this.
Okay. 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 Start again. Take two. Here's your bulletin. Good morning, everybody. Okay. And in your bulletin is a connection card. And we'd so appreciate it if you guys would fill it out. And then if you have any updated information, if you've already given us your information, we would love to keep in contact with you. Any prayer requests, too, go ahead and put those on there, because we obviously will be praying for those. So in your pathway happenings, we got a happening Monday night, ladies. It is that fellowship coffee night at Starbucks, which is on in the Safeway, which is Tangerine and Rancho Vistoso Boulevard. So we would love for you to join us. That's at 6:30, and we usually stay till about 9, but to get a drink from there, it ends at 8. So, and then we have the potluck breakfast coming up, you know, in a couple weeks. But we also have a Bible study that is we're going to be starting. And so there's books in the workbook. You can look at that and just go ahead and sign up, whether you want 8 in the morning or the evening. Just let me know. And then you can just write a note, too. Like, if you just want to get the books, you know, you can just write a note, because somebody said, I can't because of my schedule. But and then Women of Faith Conference, you know, that's coming up October 2nd and 3rd. So we have a carpool list. If you can drive, just go ahead and put how many you can drive and what day and what time you'll be leaving. So for anybody on that, Lori's name is on there. She can take about 4 more. So I had, you know, spots for that. So go ahead and fill that information, because that way we want to get that situated for you guys with carpooling and stuff for those that are going to that conference. There is 17 ladies going to this Women of Faith Conference. Woo! Is that awesome or what? Yeah. You guys are going to have such a blessed time. So it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, awesome time. And we got our seats even upgraded for free. That was awesome. So praise God, huh? So thank you, guys.
All right. If we can, let's stand together again. We're going to continue to worship the King of Kings. And Doug is waving at me because we're going to look at something else first. I'm going to get out of the way. Hold on.
I'm good
on top of it. You know, once again, this shows.
Please, it just wasn't me.
That we have failures and miscommunications. But you know what, though? Let the love remain. We're a big family. It's like we're in the living room. And you know, I tried to cook or something, and I burnt something. That's what it's like. Don't let me do that.
All right, let's come together now.
Either way, we're going to let the praises ring this morning, huh?
Oh, Lord, my God, to you I put my trust. Oh, Lord, my God, to you I put my hope. Oh, to you, Lord, oh, Lord, my God, to you I put my trust. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, my God, to you I put my hope.
Can you
I find my peace, yes. Can you I find my strength, yes. Can you I live and move and breathe.
Let everything I say and do, Lord.
Let everything I say and do, bound to find my faith in you. Hit the podiums and sing. Let the praises ring.
We're going to do that this morning. We're going to let the praises ring. Glory.
Oh, Lord, my God, to you I give my hands.
Lift them up, church.
Oh Lord, my God, to you I give my feet. Oh, I'm gonna dance before my King. Oh Lord, my God, to you I give my everything.
Oh Lord, everything I am.
Oh Lord, my God, to you I give my life. 'Cause in you I find my peace, yeah. In you I find my strength
to carry on, Lord, everything we do.
'Cause in you I live and move and breathe, yeah.
Let everything
I say and do, bound by my faith in you. Lift the holy hands and sing, let the praises ring.
Glory, everything we do, Lord, in you.
'Cause in you I find my peace, yeah. In you I find my strength
to carry on, Lord.
In you I live and move and breathe, yeah. Let everything I say and do, bound by my faith in you. Lift the holy hands and sing, let the praises ring.
We'll just shout that out.
Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring.
One more time, church.
Let the praises ring.
Glory, can we just lift them up this morning? We're going to let our praises ring to you this morning, God, despite all of our technical difficulties. Because he is worth it. Amen. Amen. Oh, my. Ah. Yes, you betcha. If you want to continue to stand, go ahead and continue to stand. But this morning, I just urge you to find a place. You know, to basically just find a place where you can just, God, just bask in his love. Just be able to lay it all down, whatever it takes, you know. Sometimes we worship in different ways. Would you just be yourself this morning and open up and lay everything down before him as we sing this next song?
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. Then my soul to find you in Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your coat. A thousand tells you well. Better is one day in your coat. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your coat. A thousand tells you well. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I say, come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you.
Church, don't we need that every day? Just a touch. Just a touch. What a pleasure it is to feel the touch of our King of Kings. Amen.
Mighty to save forever.
author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave and Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. River, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Sing it for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Sing it for the glory of the risen. Glory of the risen King. Savior, shine your light and let the whole world see. Sing it for the glory of the risen King. Can't say he can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. You guys can be seated. Everyone be seated. We're going to have our regular ladies hula ministry come up and perform for you. Our hula ministry is one of our greatest community outreaches that our church has. These guys do an amazing job. They go all around our community visiting care homes and things, performing for them, ministering to them, giving them some joy in their lives. And I just so appreciate Sandy and the rest of the hula team. You guys are amazing. Thank you for everything you do. And here they are.
The trees, who made the rivers flow to the sea, and who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who makes the flowers bloom in the spring? Who wrote the song for the robins to sing? And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who lights the way when the road is long and keeps you company?
Company.
With love to guide you, he walks beside you. Just like he walks with me. When you are weary, filled with despair, who gives you courage to go on from there? And who gives you faith that will never die?
Somebody bigger.
than you and I. Who lights the way when the road is long and keeps you company, with love to guide you, he walks beside you just like he walks with me. When you are weary, filled with despair, who gives you courage to go on from there? And who gives you faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than you and I. Somebody bigger than you and I.
Thank you, guys. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we had a really fun shindig last night here for our fourth anniversary, and I just want to thank Karen Kelly publicly for organizing and everything. The Women's Ministries leadership team, they did a great job pulling this thing off. It was a fundraiser for them, and they just did a spectacular job. I was really pleased. I didn't have to worry about a thing. I just showed up, and it was great. So, thank you, Karen. I want to take a little break this week from our series on Lessons from the Life of David. Since this is a special occasion, I want to address you as my church family and just talk to you a little bit about what's coming for Pathway of Hope here in the near future. If you don't know, Pathway of Hope is a Foursquare church. We're the Foursquare denomination. You can go to, if you go to your computer, you can go to foursquare.org to see exactly what Foursquare believes, what their belief system is. Foursquare is very big overseas. They have a lot of overseas churches, mission churches, and things like that. They're not as big here in the States, so a lot of people haven't heard of Foursquare. When you say, oh, I go to a Foursquare church, they don't know what that is. They think it's some kind of cult or something, and it's not. It's a Christian church, and we are part of that Foursquare organization. And along with that, when we came down here 4 years ago this past Friday to plant Pathway of Hope as a Foursquare church, when we first planted, we were considered by the Foursquare bylaws as a pioneer church because it was a church plant. And we, for the first 2 years of our existence, we were considered a pioneer church. At the two-year mark, we moved from being a pioneer church to a covenant church, meaning that we adhered to all of the Foursquare bylaws. We bought into their statement of belief and things like that. So we were considered, we are a Foursquare church. Right now we are a covenant church under the Foursquare bylaws. The next stage in the process is to become a chartered Foursquare church. And what that is basically it's the same thing. It's just you're an official Foursquare church, which we already are, but we are bound by the Foursquare bylaws and procedures and things like that. There's just a small process we need to go through to become a chartered church. And part of that is there's an application over here on this table by the exit where you can, we got the church council to sign it, and we're going to get our district supervisor to sign it. And anyone who wants to be in the initial membership, the official membership of Pathway of Hope, there's spots over there for you to sign the charter application, and you will be in the initial membership group of Pathway of Hope. Right now, we don't have members, official members. We don't have a membership class. We just have people who call this church their home, and they are Pathway people, Pathway family, but we don't have an official membership yet. So this application over here, by signing this document, you are saying, I want to become a member of Pathway of Hope Foursquare Church. That's what you're saying when you sign that. This is your chance to get in on the ground floor and become part of the initial membership group at Pathway. Some of you may remember, if you've been here for a few years, you may remember that we actually started this process a couple of years ago. I think when we hit our two-year mark, we had a meeting at the Oro Valley Library, a church meeting, and we had a document similar to this, and everybody signed it and all that. We talked through this process then. That document is in the trunk of my car right now, that Pastor Johnny handed over to me when he handed the church over to me. And a lot of the names on that document don't go to Pathway anymore. So I figure, let's just start from scratch, start over, sign this document, get it in there, and we'll become a chartered Foursquare church. This is the charter application that is going to be sent to the Foursquare organization. We have to have at least 40 adults sign it. People over the age of 18 sign it. And when you sign it, you're agreeing to this membership covenant that I'm going to be talking about today. It's in your worship guide. I'm going to be going over it with you in a few minutes here. It's pretty small print, the one that's in your worship guide, but we're going to have it up here on the screen also, and we're going to have it. There's a larger copy over by the application that you can look at if you want to take a closer look. So after we review it at the end of the service, anyone who wants to can go over and sign this application on your way out the door. That'd be great. There's two pages over there. You can sign either one. Don't sign both. I just made two copies so that there could be two lines for people to go and sign. Those of you who are first-time guests with us today, those of you who have been visiting only for a few weeks, this is not a wasted Sunday for you. This will actually give you a very good overview of what our church is about and what we believe and where we're headed. So, I hope that you can just glean that from this service. Don't feel pressure to sign it if you don't think you're ready. If you just joined us recently, you're not sure if you're ready for that kind of a commitment to Pathway, that's okay. We're going to have membership classes in the future. If you stick with us and decide to join the membership of Pathway of Hope at that time, you can take this membership class and get on the rolls for Pathway of Hope. And we're going to have this application actually for the next 2 weeks after this. So if you want to go home with your wife, pray about whether you want to make this commitment, and then come back, it'll be here for the next few Sundays for you to sign as well. So. But I hope and pray that you will consider making Pathway your church home, because this is a good group of folks. And I love you guys. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are awesome. So let's go over quickly this membership covenant, which is what you were agreeing to when you signed this application here. First of all, I pledge to share in the responsibility of my church, first of all, by praying for its growth. And we see in Colossians 4, 2, and 3, it says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. God wants to grow Pathway. God wants to grow Pathway. And he's going to do that through people who move to the area who are looking for a church home. He's going to do that through people bringing lost souls to church and them accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And I really believe that God wants to grow Pathway. A church that stays the size that it is not doing its job. It's not reaching the world because you're not converting souls. That's the purpose for a church. So, also, I pledge to share the responsibility of my church by inviting the unchurched to attend. Like I said, God is going to grow Pathway through people who don't have a church home, who may not even know Christ. And we're here to introduce them to the person that's going to be their best friend for the rest of their life. That's what it's about. Luke 14:23, then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. That's our greatest assignment as a church, is to bring in lost souls. So also I pledge to share the responsibility of my church by warmly welcoming everyone. Romans 15:7 in the Living Bible, it says, warmly welcome each other into the church, just as Christ has warmly welcomed you. Then God will be glorified. One thing about Pathway, ever since we were founded 4 years ago, so many people that visit us have walked away saying, wow, that's a friendly church. That is, people there are so friendly, and they talk to you, and they hug you, and they want to know you, and that's what people walk away with. I love that about this church. That's great. That's something that we are really good at. I wanted to encourage you to continue doing that, warmly welcoming people, forming relationships with people. So also, I pledge to be loyal to my church by acting in love toward other members. Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love and how important it is. And you can have all spiritual gifts in the world, and you can be doing great things for God, but if you don't have love, it means nothing. So I want to be a church of that loves each other. I think that's so important. We need to be acting in love toward other members. Also, I pledge to be loyal to my church by not gossiping. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Pathway folks, gossip will kill a church. It will divide a church. Talking about people behind their backs, saying nasty things about them that you wouldn't say to their face, that is just unacceptable, and it will kill a church. So by signing this document, you are committing to not gossiping about your fellow church members. You got to be united, loyal to each other. Also, I pledge to be loyal to my church by following the leaders. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. God has given me and Karen and the other leaders here at Pathway of Hope a responsibility for your spiritual growth and health. And so I would ask that you would be loyal to our church by respecting me and obeying what I ask you to do through what the Lord is telling me. I don't ask you to obey me out of a power, you know, anything like that. God has spoken some things to me that I believe our church needs to be doing. And so I ask you to follow me as I follow God. So by signing this covenant, you are committing yourselves to doing that. I pledge myself to the building up of my church by discovering my gifts and abilities. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. All of us have been given spiritual giftings by God at the moment that we accept him as our Lord and Savior. And it's up to us to figure out what those are and then use those to build up the church body. Karen just recently had led a spiritual gifts workshop with some of the ladies just a few weeks ago. And I hope to open that up in the next 6 months or so for everybody in the church to take and find out if you don't know what your spiritual giftings are. Even if you took it just a few weeks ago, if you take it again 6 months from now, you will be able to see how God is working in your life and developing you and turning you into exactly what he wants you to be. Because those little seeds, those little gifts that are seeds right now inside you, as you try serving in different areas of the church, those seeds are going to grow and blossom. I had no idea I was supposed to be a preacher or a pastor until I got a chance to lead something. And, wow, that comes pretty naturally, you know. Okay. And that gift grew and blossomed. So I encourage you to discover your gifts and abilities here at Pathway. Also, I pledge myself to the building up of my church by being equipped to serve by my leaders. Ephesians 4:11 and 12 says, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. And like I said, all of us as part of the Pathway family, as part of a church body, should be serving in some area of the church to build up that body. And so I encourage you to get plugged in, get involved, whether it's with setup and tear down on Sunday mornings, or whether it's working with our children in back, or whether it's leading a small group, or whether it's helping run sound or slides or whatever on Sunday morning. Whatever it is, being a part of women's ministries and helping lead something there, we want you guys plugged in. We want you guys involved. Because that's the way the church is supposed to work. You were built for service. You were created for service. And that leads into the next point. I pledge myself to building up of my church by developing a servant's heart. Philippians 2, 4 through 5 and verse 7. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who took on the very nature of a servant. It's what Christ did for us. We need to follow his example by being willing to do whatever it takes to see God's kingdom grow. Whatever it takes. If it takes getting up at 7:30 on a Sunday morning so you can be here at 8 to help set up the church, be willing to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, be willing to scrub toilets if that's what it takes. Develop a servant's heart. And I pledge myself to the testimony of my church by attending regularly. Hebrews 10:25 says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. It's really, really important that you guys are here on Sunday morning as often as you possibly can. If you're out of town on vacation or whatever, that's fine. But make the commitment for Sunday mornings, be at church. That's how you grow. That's how you fellowship. I know some of you have work commitments that sometimes cut into Sunday mornings, and that's something you can't really control unless your boss is gracious to you and you say, can I have Sunday mornings off? And he says, yeah. But some of us don't have that luxury. But make that commitment to be here fellowshipping with your fellow believers as often as you can. Attend regularly. And also, I pledge myself to the testimony of my church by living a godly life. Philippians 1:27 says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Don't just be a Christian on Sunday mornings at church. Live the life. Live the life. Live a life of integrity. Live a life above reproach. Live the same life when you're alone as you do when you're around other Christians. Live the same life when you're with non-Christians as you do when you're with other Christians. Live a life of integrity, above reproach. And I pledge myself to the testimony of my church by faithfully giving. Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. You may notice on Sunday mornings when we worship the Lord with his tithes and our offerings. I use that phrase, his tithes and our offerings. 10% of our income, that already belongs to him. It all comes from him. But as a show of our dependence on him, we commit to giving 10% of our income back to God's kingdom. And then over and above that, that's considered our offerings. If you're given specifically towards women's ministries or children's ministries or hula or building fund or whatever it is, those are your offerings. So we celebrate, we worship the Lord by giving him his tithes and our offerings. And it's so important to do that. It's so important to give. And this church is full of givers. You know, we have a need and we vocalize that need and boom. We have some people that love to give in this church. And it's just there, you know. We have a lot of givers in this church and I love that. But this is what you're committing to when you sign that covenant over there and you say, I want to be part of Pathway of Hope. I want to be part of the membership at Pathway of Hope. And when we get that page all signed by everybody who wants to sign it in about 3 weeks here, I'm going to send that off to our Foursquare district. And they're going to approve it, and then we'll get a nice little plaque in the mail that says you're an official chartered Foursquare church, and the date of our charter approval, I think, is what's going to be on there. But it's the next step in the evolution of Pathway as we grow as a church, as we grow together as part of God's family. So we're going to worship the Lord right now with his tithes and our offerings. And Randy, if the worship team could come up here. And sing our closing song. Let's have a word of prayer, shall we, over this whole application, this whole process. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this church and the people that are here and the way you're using them in the world to spread your kingdom. Lord, I just thank you so much for everything you're doing for us and doing in this church. I ask that you bless this church, bless this process that we're about to start. Let it go without a hitch so that we can be a chartered Foursquare church. And just use us more in the world for your kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' name. And bless these tithes and offerings. Let them build your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory.
I like that. Look at that. I can let go and they just keep going. Glory.
Oh, Lord, my God, you have put my trust.
Yeah, we would stand on our feet.
Oh, Lord, my God, you have put my hope. Oh, Lord, my God, you have put my trust. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, my God. You I put my hope.
In you
I find my peace, yeah. In you I find my strength. In you I live and move and breathe, yeah. Saying to, bound by my faith in you, lift up holy hands and sing, let the praises ring. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my hands.
We just lift them up, church, to our King.
Oh Lord my God, to you I give my feet.
Oh, I'm gonna dance before my King.
Oh Lord, my God, to you I give my everything. Oh Lord, my God, to
you I give my life. Cause in you I find my peace, yeah. In you I find my strength. In you I live and move and breathe, yeah. Let everything I say and do, found about my faith in you. Lift up holy hands and sing. Let the praises ring. Shout it out. Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring. Let the praises ring. One more time, church. Let the praises ring.
Thank you for coming out today, everybody. Sorry about some of the miscommunications earlier in the service. Wouldn't be fun if it wasn't unpredictable, right? Yeah. All right. Don't forget, on your way out the door, sign that charter application if you feel led to do so. I will close with Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Speaking of our church, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You're dismissed.
Amen. And don't forget, there's cake over there, guys, to celebrate.
Glory.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's near.